Hey there, soulful wanderers and seekers of inner peace. It's your based bassist, Horace Morris, tuning in from the heart of the Merkle Treehouse at Orange Pill Retreat on this beautiful Saturday, May 4th, 2024. Let's take a moment, my friends, to ponder the journey of life, the winding paths, the peaks and valleys, and the pivotal choices that carve our destiny. Life, my friends, is a kaleidoscope of hard decisions, each one shaping our narrative in profound ways. Amidst life's complexities, it's natural to feel lost, to grapple with uncertainty, and to question the way forward. But there exists a beacon of clarity amidst the fog, deep, sound thought. Through the power of contemplation, we can quiet the clamor of the world and fall into the depths of our consciousness, where truth resides. In moments of introspection, we discover insights and revelations needed to navigate life's labyrinth with wisdom and grace. Yet, deep thought alone is not sufficient. We must also cultivate the art of discernment, the ability to sift through the noise of life and discern the whispers of truth from the cacophony of falsehoods. With deep thought as our lantern and discernment as our compass, we can traverse the tumultuous terrain of existence, secure in our ability to navigate the currents of life with clarity and purpose. And now, let's extend a warm welcome to the luminary, that groovy chick who keeps the vibe alive, the incredible, the fantastic, Ms. Audrey Merkle.
Thank you, Horace. Good day, folks. This week, news dropped that Roger Ver, infamous for his role in the block size war, has been arrested for tax fraud. Bitcoiners are divided. Is this karma for a crypto scammer, or another assault on financial freedom by the corrupt regulatory state? Promising to not turn this week's editorial into a political speech, we're honored to welcome presidential hopeful and award-winning journalist, Morten Anger. Welcome to the show, Morten.
Thank you, Audrey. It's great to be here.
And you brought your campaign manager?
Ignore me, Audrey. I'm just here to advise our favorite candidate. Just a fly on the wall.
Of course. Morten, tell us, what's your take on these tax charges against Roger Ver?
My fellow Americans, let me tell you about a man who dared to challenge the status quo, only to be met with the heavy hand of government overreach. Roger Keith Ver has been arrested and is now facing a barrage of charges from the United States Department of Justice. This is an outrage, plain and simple.
Oh, yeah. We're all very sorry for his loss. Get real.
Roger Ver, affectionately known as Bitcoin Jesus, for his early advocacy and investment in Bitcoin.
Oh, please. Roger Ver is one of the worst crypto scammers in the history of Bitcoin.
Do you have something to say, Vinny?
I just can't stand to see you simping for a testa di cazzo like Ver.
Vinny, Roger Ver has been an outspoken critic of government intervention and draconian tax laws for a long time. And he's right. Our tax laws aren't just unjust for Roger Ver, they are unjust for everyone.
Everybody's got to pay their taxes, Mort.
I assure you Roger Ver has paid many millions in taxes over his lifetime. Yet instead of being allowed the dignity to address these allegations on his own terms, he has been hauled off to face charges of fraud. This is not justice. This is persecution.
Roger Ver is a jackass.
Wait. Dr. Finch told me he was working on something about Roger Ver. Satoshi, could you grab the doctor?
Right away, boss.
Mort, let's get back to the facts. Can you tell me where these charges against Ver stem from?
The charges against Ver stem from alleged tax evasion and fraud related to his Bitcoin holdings. But let's be clear. The real crime here is the government's insatiable appetite for control and taxation. The so-called exit tax, imposed on individuals like Ver who renounce their U.S. citizenship, is nothing short of financial tyranny. It erects an unjust barrier to freedom, akin to the Berlin Wall of days gone by.
Oh, brother, don't you think you're being a bit dramatic? Don't you remember this guy shooting his mouth off during the block size war?
The doc is on his way.
Thank you, Satoshi. Morten, I'm with you on the overwhelming tax burden, but aren't we obligated to abide by the laws as they stand?
I'm glad you asked, Audrey. As president, I would abolish the IRS and overhaul our tax system, which has become a burden on hardworking Americans. No longer would citizens be subjected to the oppressive weight of taxation, nor would they be penalized for seeking a better life elsewhere. What is this? Soviet Russia? It's time to stand up against government overreach and demand accountability from those who claim to represent us. Roger Keith Veer deserves justice, not persecution. And as your future president, I vow to fight for the rights and freedoms of every American. Join me in my campaign to restore liberty and dignity to our nation. Visit isupportmort.com to learn more and join the movement for real change. Together, we can build a future where every American is free from the shackles of government tyranny. Thank you, and may God bless America.
Not your finest speech, Morton.
I'm here.
Watch out.
Son of a...
Are you okay, Doctor?
Sorry, I'll just,
Don't worry about it, Doctor. Ladies and gentlemen, sitting in with us is Dr. Luther Finch of the Los Alamos National Laboratory. Welcome, Doctor.
Thank you, Audrey. Are we on live?
Well, we are recording live, I guess.
Oh, boy. Oh, you know, I, get real nervous.
Relax, Doc. You're among friends. I see you brought the TP-NOM with you.
Oh, yes, it never, leaves my, side.
The TP-NOM is groundbreaking technology. Can you remind our audience what its function is?
Yeah, sure, Audrey. So, the Time Preference Neural Oscillation Meter, or TP-NOM, it's kind of like this new thing I've been, you know, working on. Basically, it's this device that can detect brainwaves, but not just any, you know, brainwaves. The ones that kind of tell us if someone might be into those quick investment decisions, like, you know, in those shitcoins.
You are saying this device here detects shitcoiners?
Well, yeah, I guess you can say it like that.
How does it work?
So, the TP-NOM, it's got this, you know, advanced sensing technology, and it kind of senses those unique brainwave things that come with, you know, and I've done some tweaks, you see, and I can now analyze like Twitter feeds.
Excuse me, Audrey. What really is the point of all this?
The doctor and I were talking earlier, and he had configured the TP-NOM to detect shitcoin behavior on Twitter feeds. So in light of the tax fraud allegations, the doctor wanted to put the machine on Roger's Twitter feed to see if he picked anything up.
Fascinating.
Did you find anything, Doctor?
Well, yeah, I think so. His history of shitcoining seemed to really peak during the block size war. So if you look at the recent indictment, it lists some Bitcoin addresses moving coins in November of 2017. Checking the time chain, we see those addresses specifically began moving coins on November 12th.
This is ridiculous. This happened 3 years after Roger renounced his citizenship.
Well, this is true, but these coins were hidden from the government for that length of time. They moved into Roger's control, where he dispersed them to various exchanges. The time chain shows this, and it does not lie.
Wait a second. Was this when Roger was crowing about selling his Bitcoin for Bitcoin Cash?
Seemingly. Yes. On November 12th, the very day the government says he sold his coins, I found an interesting tweet from him. Satoshi, could you reconstruct the Roger Veer tweet I forwarded earlier?
Sure thing. November 12, 2017. Roger Veer. Twitter post. Formerly known as X.
Vitalik is both a genius and a class act. That's why I sold a portion of my BTC for Ethereum, in addition to lots of Bitcoin Cash.
Uh-huh. I remember this. This was when the price of Bitcoin Cash shot up.
I absolutely remember this myself. Roger ran a sophisticated social and market attack against Bitcoin, trying to engineer what was called the flippening. At one point, I thought he would pull it off.
But why does the government go after him now, after 6 years? Something stinks to high heaven. Roger Veer deserves his day in court.
Oh, please, Mort. Roger Veer moved those Bitcoin into his custody, and he started manipulating the market the very same day. Because he was so hell-bent on taking control of Bitcoin, he tipped the feds off to his hidden stash. He's his own worst enemy.
I didn't realize you were such a little statist, Vinny.
That's a really low thing to say to me.
But wait, I have a little more. Watch as I run his Twitter through the TP-NOM. There we go. So you, see, starting November 2017, Roger's tweets are fairly regular, missing some time here and there, and you'll see those regular shitcoin posts for the last 6 years, very regularly. It's essentially the same post over and over again. Bitcoin was hijacked. It's too expensive. SegWit crippled Bitcoin. Blah, blah, blah. For six years. But really, you know, he actually has some base tweets, say about 20%. But now you see, as we approach the release of his new book, an uptick in shitcoin posts. I mean, really, how could he keep repeating the same nonsense talking points for over 6 years later? It's really quite remarkable.
Moron, moron, moron.
Let's pause it here.
Moron.
As you can see right here, about 3 weeks ago, see that spike right there? Roger has reached Craig Wright levels of shitcoin or scammery.
What did that tweet say?
Satoshi, please reconstruct this tweet right here.
Absolutely. April 8th, 2024. Roger Ver, Twitter post, formerly known as X.
Is it time to leverage legal action against Adam Back for his relentless libel, accusing me of using sock puppets? Clearly, he fears the revelations in my new book and wants to prevent people from discovering how he and his company hijacked Bitcoin.
You hear that, Mort? This guy is no martyr. He's a fraud. See how willing he is to run to the state to silence his enemies? Stop carrying Roger's jockstrap, will ya?
Vinny, you can be a nasty little man sometimes.
Screw you, Mort.
Gentlemen, let's take it down a notch, please.
Vinny?
Yeah, Mort.
You are fired.
What? Fired?
That's right. Fired. My campaign is in shambles. I'm getting no traction in the polls, and your incessant whining and editing me. You've done a terrible job.
I'm fired. You can't do that because I fire you. You're nothing without me. I can't believe it. Fired. Me, Vinny the sales guy. After everything I've done for him, it's like a punch in the gut, you know? Morton, the guy I admired, the guy I've been busting my hump for day in and day out. How could he just toss me aside like yesterday's garbage? I trusted him, looked up to him, even. He was more than just a boss. He was like family to me. But now I feel like I don't even know the guy. It's like our friendship, our history. It all means nothing to him. And the worst part? The worst part is that I believed in him. I believed in his vision, his message. I poured my heart and soul into that campaign, fought tooth and nail to make it a success. And for what? To be brushed aside like I'm nothing. But you know what? Maybe this is a wake-up call. Maybe it's time for me to stop putting all my eggs in Morton's basket. Maybe it's time to start looking out for number one. But Morton has his own secrets. If only the world knew what I knew. Sure, it hurts. It hurts like hell. But I'll be damned if I let Morton get away with it. I'm Vinny the sales guy, and I've got plenty of fight left in me. So watch out, Mort, because I'm not done yet. Not by a long shot. Everyone will find out about you.
What the hell was that? Never mind. Let's take a break.
Welcome to Orange Pill Retreat, your oasis of relaxation on the banks of the beautiful Blue River. Imagine a place where time stands still and the world around you is a peaceful paradise. Here, you'll find some of the best fishing in the land, perfect for casting away your worries. Unwind under the shade of the largest pecan tree in Oklahoma and savor the slowness of life. Orange Pill Retreat is also home to the state-of-the-art Merkle Treehouse Studios, where creativity and inspiration come to life. If you're looking for a little excitement, the Choctaw Casino is just a short drive away. Indulge your inner degenerate gambler for the day, then return to the calm embrace of our retreat. With peaceful lakes just a short drive away, Orange Pill Retreat offers something for everyone. Reconnect with nature, unwind, and rediscover your passion for life. Follow Orange Pill Retreat on X @OrangePillRetreat21 to learn more about our project and to stay up to date with the latest happenings. Your oasis of relaxation is waiting for you. Orange Pill Retreat, your escape, your peace, your paradise. Now equipped with groundbreaking TP-NOM technology.
Now, a final word, if I may. Roger Ver's actions have been controversial for years, and while criticism is warranted, it's crucial to recognize the disproportionate response from authorities. Some may find it hilarious that in Ver's fervor to flip in Bitcoin, he may have tipped off the government setting all this in motion. However, the timing and circumstances surrounding his recent tax charges raise eyebrows, signaling a concerning trend of government overreach. Regardless of our opinions on Ver's past decisions, let's remember that fairness and due process are essential principles. In an environment where government overreach and selective enforcement are increasingly common, we must remain vigilant in defending the rights of individuals, even those with whom we may disagree. Let's advocate for a justice system that prioritizes fairness and accountability, regardless of the individual's reputation or past transgressions. And with that, episode 85 of the Merkle Treehouse comes to a close. We're thankful you stopped by the Merkle Treehouse Studios. Special thanks to the fine folks at Orange Pill Retreat. Follow them at OP Retreat 21 on X for more information about their project. Please join us next week for the absolute best in Bitcoin mindshare. In the meantime, keep your money hard, your heart soft, and have a little fun sometimes. Send us all home, boys.
Hey folks, it's Sammy Nash. I know you get busy stacking that sweet, sweet corn, but would you do us a favor and spread the word about the Merkle Treehouse? We are on all podcast platforms. If you are picking us up on Apple or Spotify, remember to hit that like button. It really makes a difference.